Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Judy singing Redeeming Grace, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Hope in the Eye of the Storm, from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 19.
Father, we come before your presence today. We're very thankful. We're very appreciative that we have the distinct opportunity to enter into your house of worship. We are like David of old. When we have the opportunity to enter into your house of praise and worship this morning, we said we were delighted. We were glad when they said unto us, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Now, Father, I know that assembling in a place like this, that folks are here today that are going through some struggles in their living, going through some problems, going through some hard places, going through some storms. But I also know today that, Lord, as Robbie sings, we can praise you in the storm and we can exalt you. Lord, as we come this morning, I pray that, Lord, any spirit of bondage, depression, defeat, discouragement, right now in the name of Jesus, shatter that in the hearts and the lives of your people. Let us draw our attention to the one that gives us life. And not only do you provide life, but as Jesus said in the 10th chapter of John, in the 10th verse, you give us life in the abundance. Lord, today, even in our times of struggle, and as bad as things are in this world, and as bad as, Lord, things appear to continue to be, we can lift up our heads and rejoice. For we know that our God is the true God, is the one God, is the God that is above all and that can do the miraculous. For as Tom sung, this God is the God who's in control. Now, Father, pull our attention today. Draw us to you. Oh, let us lay aside the cares and, Lord, all the complexities and perplexities that we're facing in life. And let us today just look to the one who is our solution. Who can mend our hearts, who can encourage our souls, who can forgive our sins, who can lift our spirits. Oh, Lord, we call upon you in that name, above every name. We look to the one today that shed his blood, that died on the cross, but the cross couldn't defeat him. The grave couldn't hold him. Hallelujah. He is the one who gave it all that we today could receive it all. And thank you for that gift that you have provided today. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I pray right now, God, your spirit of freedom will invade the ranks of your people. And I pray that you will lift the burdens, and Lord, let the sunlight of your love shine down purpose into their hearts and their lives once again. May we rejoice in the God whom we serve. May we praise you and may we thank you and may we adore you, for our Lord is a wonderful God. To God be the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's servants said, amen. Hope in the eye of the storm from Hebrews chapter 6, verses 13 through 19. Last Sunday, I preached a message simply entitled, In the Eye of the Storm. I concluded that in the eye of the storm, first, the fact is that God is there and that he has a victory for you today. It's not God's plan that you live in defeat. It's not God's desire today that you live down and out. It's not God's plan today that you are oppressed and depressed and suppressed and all the other things that life brings us. If you are a believer today in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the opportunity that God has given us today to succeed in spite of the storm. In spite of the storm, regardless today. Today I continue that theme, and the Lord drew me back to that very thought today, but to add a couple words to it, that hope in the eye of the storm. See, now that gives a total different complexion of that statement. In the eye of the storm. Now all of a sudden we find there's hope in the eye of the storm. We find that there's solutions and there's encouragement, there's help. For we've got a God who will give the help and the hope that we need in life today. Amen. Let's begin by this fact today. You can have hope, and that hope is in God. Amen. Preacher, have you checked out the headline news recently? Yes, I have. I'm very conscious of what is going on in our nation. I'm very conscious of what's going on in our communities. I'm very conscious of what's going on in our world. But despite all of that, my hope is still in God. Amen. Well, preacher, what are we going to do? Election's coming up in a couple of weeks. You're going to go to the poll and you're going to vote for the person that God's placed on your heart. But let me tell you, my hope's not found in whoever's name is on that ballot. My hope is the one who's found in this Word. I hope in my God. Amen. I have read this book. I know the author. I know what he has said. And I got a blessed promise today that God will perform and do everything that He has declared in His Word. That He today is a God who's with you. He's a God who's for you today. So we today got to first establish the fact and get into the position of realizing you can hope in God today. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at the world. Stop looking at everything that's going on in your life today. And draw your attention to the God who can change all things in your life and in this world. Amen. However, we're facing in reality today, the fact that people are living in a state of anxiety. People today are living in a season of stress. People today are living today in conditions that bring depression. And people today are living by a four-letter word that is absolutely overtaken our society, our culture, called fear. But isn't it interesting today that God said, writing through Paul to Timothy, that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So we look at what's happening in our world and we find substance dependence is at an all-time high in America. And just not today the illegal stuff, but even the legal stuff. It's at an all-time high. People are on more drugs than they've ever been on before. And it's not about the blood pressure. And it's not about issues in their health. It's about the issues that they can't deal with the stresses of life. Because we have become a nation that's drug dependent. We find our help today in a drug. I find my help in the presence of a God who said, I am your helper. I'm your provider today. People are searching for an escape from the dark clouds of the impending storms that are happening within our world. I mean, you just go out on the streets or you go to the different places or you watch and you observe people and people are searching and looking and trying to find answers and solutions and they're darting from this place to the other place. But it seems like they're coming up empty handed because this world offers no solution. The only possible hope of escape is found in the one true living God. And today, He is our only help. And thank God He's the only hope that you need. King David said, for my hope is from Him. Amen. So the hope our God gives today, from that standpoint, is the only safe anchor that we have for our soul. Anchor your soul, the old songwriter wrote many years ago. Anchor your soul in the haven of rest. And that is no other than our God. Amen. You can anchor yourself with Him today. Go into the pages of God's Word in Hebrews chapter 6, starting with verse number 13. The Word of God says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.